For customers of Southwest Airlines, the cancellation nightmare appears over today. But over the weekend and Monday, Southwest canceled more than 2,000 flights. The airline blamed weather, air traffic, staffing. Although every other airline not named Southwest seemed to keep a relatively normal schedule. So what's going on? Let's go to Hear Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. And Seth, how did this debacle begin for Southwest late last week?
It remains somewhat of a mystery, Scott, because as you said, the airline has blamed weather and air traffic control and things that affect every airline, and yet no other airline had anything nearly on the scale of Southwest. We do know that Southwest's pilots last week asked the judge to intervene with the new mandate that they all be vaccinated for COVID. But, keep that separate, sort of, because nobody has come out and said that that's the reason for it. The airline and pilots union have both denied that there's any connection between that. And we're at 1,000 cancellations Sunday alone, Scott.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are just kind of staggering through Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I mean, there was some weather on Friday, I gather, and issues with the FAA. Let's take a listen to Southwest CEO Gary Kelly. He spoke on ABC News this morning.
Things are much improved today, and essentially all this starts with a series of FAA Florida delay programs on Friday. About half of our airplanes touched the state of Florida. Orlando, as an example, had a ground stop for 7 hours.
Okay, so blaming the FAA, and I guess related to that, if they had a lot of planes and a lot of crew members in the wrong places. But Seth, as you step back, do they seem to be coming clean or no?
Well, again, the first thing I always do is look at the impact on other airlines at the same airports. Now, of course, there are times when one airline is more greatly impacted than another when something happens, depending on where airlines fly, right? If something goes wrong in Chicago, that's a problem for United and American with hubs at O'Hare and for Southwest at Midway. But in this case, you have other airlines at those same airports, and the numbers just weren't anything on the scale. The pilots union has come out and said, well, the Southwest is basically just kind of running things too tightly, and when something goes wrong, this is what happens. Things cascade, and indeed, that is something that can happen with airlines, right? If you don't have a lot of slack in your schedule, that then one little thing can cause a lot. But hard on a day when you look at, again, you talk about like Sunday, where you're 2 days removed from that, and Southwest had almost 1,100 cancellations. American was number two that day with something like 80 cancellations. And they fly to a lot of the same airports as Southwest. Huge Florida exposure to Delta, by the way, had three cancellations everywhere in the world. So that doesn't quite add up, does it?
Yeah. I mean, okay. If you take Southwest side for a second here, they did have a lot of planes and staff members in the wrong places. We've seen staffing shortages across sectors in the economy. Could that be part of this here, that they just don't have the worker redundancy to get the workers to where they need to go?
Oh, no question, that's part of it. And for example, well, what do you do when your flight is canceled? You might want to call the airline. But a lot of these airlines, Southwest included, have staffing shortages at their call centers, right? So, I mean, there's certainly truth to that, that these airlines, which have kind of tried to ramp up to meet increased demand as the pandemic to some degree subsides, just aren't as well staffed as they should be, especially after they got so many employees to take voluntary buyouts when the pandemic was at its worst.
And as I think about the customers here, and many of us have been, we've all probably been there before. Why do airlines almost provide no information about flight delays and cancellations? We just often get stuck there and wait for information that doesn't come.
Yeah, and sometimes there really is a confluence of reasons, right? Something that might be partly due to weather might also have – there might be other reasons too, right, where it could be also mechanical, could be also something beyond the airline's control. But you're right. It's interesting that when you think of how regulated of an industry this is in certain regards when it comes to customer service, and we think about the tarmac delay and the fines, United paying millions of dollars in fines because of that – that you can have 1,000 cancellations and no regulation truly saying that you have to, let's say, go on your website and say this is exactly what happened, even though there are certain things, of course, that airlines have to do for their customers.
All right. Well, maybe more answers forthcoming in the coming days. That's Here Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan on the case. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.